Bopal, thank you, you Bopal listeners. We want to hear more from y'all. Internet Phantom Podcast at Podcast Phantoms, Twitter.
Yeah, we want to know about, like, the birth defects y'all got.
What? Why are you being so fucked up towards them?
I'm just more interested in them chicken masala recipe. Send them my way. Twitter, at Chubbs, with a V and a Z. I need them chicken masala recipes. If you got butter chicken recipes, send them my way, too. I'll take it. And that naan, woo! Listen here, boy. You ever had that naan bread? Listen.
I'm looking up all this food now. I don't know what the fuck naan is. Chicken masala is from Italy.
What?
What the fuck is the internet?
The internet?
Fantastic.
That's how I met my new buddies.
You didn't let me finish my sentence. I said...
Fantastic. Rated R.
What's going on, motherfuckers? It's episode I don't know what the fuck of the Internet Phantoms Podcast. Today we're here with big OG Chubbs in the fucking building, in the flesh. Ain't seen him in a minute.
What up?
We ain't talked to bro in a minute, but he's on the podcast today, you know. We're here on this lovely Monday afternoon.
Man, it's hot as balls outside.
It is, man.
It's hot as two midgets fighting over a chicken wing in a phone booth.
I heard it cut out for a second, and I just heard it's hot. It's two midgets, and I was like, what? What is good, Chubbs? We out here, like FaceTat said, episode...
Hey, your mic's a little too loud.
Ooh. Episode maybe 18 or 19. How's that?
Close. Close is enough.
Well, the podcast booming, man.
Dog, I got a knob. How's that?
Oh, yeah, it's good now.
Nah, your mic is quiet. He was lying.
The fuck? I'll scream.
No, it's perfect. He fronting.
What's first on the docket? I'm sad. I'm smoking Rez, man. Fuck my life, man. Fuck that bitch. Fuck the Juggalos.
Rez?
Whatever, man. What's on the... Godzilla's daughter's trans. I don't... You seen that?
Nah, I didn't, but... We gotta hit him with the actual Godzilla corner.
I completely forgot, man. Fuck. Oh, I hate bitches.
Talk about it.
Fuck that guy. Fuck you.
Yo, fuck you, you heard? I know a couple good chucks, though.
I'll fuck with a chuck. I'll fuck with a chuck all day.
I can fuck with a chuck, but not a...
Well, shit.
Let's get into it, man.
Let's get into how Chubbs, like, got early on influenced into the music scene and what made you record your first song.
As far as in where we're from, right, Michael, you can attest to this. Where we're from, there was nobody making music at all, first and foremost. Nobody.
The only person that had popped out was DJ Green Lantern, probably.
So even smaller, let's talk about the town we're from, right?
Okay, yeah.
Nobody was making music at all. Nobody. Man, I started making music when I was 15. Granted, I was the only person doing that. And even more so, the only white guy doing that. All right? So.
Wait. Chubbs, you white?
Yeah, bro.
100%. Oh, shit.
100%.
You fooled me, dog.
I fooled a lot of people. I fooled a lot of people. Right, so where was I at? So, man, listen, we started making. You want to hear how crazy this is? The first song that I ever recorded, I used a Turtle Beach headset to record. Real shit, a Turtle Beach headset in my bedroom. I was probably 15, so we're talking 11, 12 years ago, a long time. And then we did shit on the iPad. Man, what made me want to do it? I don't know. I don't know, man. I just wanted to be, man, everybody always used to look at me like a piece of white trash. So I really wanted to be that in their eyes. You know what I'm saying? I wanted to take that shit to the fullest extent. So it was, oh, he's white trash. He wants to be black or whatever the people would say to me. And so I took that shit and I ran with it. So I did that shit to the fullest extent. And my homies, they all, you know, was like, oh, you can spit, you gotta get on the mic, you gotta record something, da, da, da. You know how it is, peer pressure.
Yeah.
So I took it and ran with it.
I feel that, honestly, with the whole thing about being the only kid, like, at that time doing it, where I'm from, eighth grade, I used to be selling mixtapes. Like, I would just spit on a fucking Guitar Hero mic.
See? This is all about the hustle, man.
Mm-hmm. I made 15 bucks that day. Yo, I felt like $1 million.
Probably got yourself a nice Arizona iced tea.
I probably bought a sack.
Nah, you probably bought the shit. What is that shit? I keep forgetting.
D-Tech.
It. Yo, Chubbs, you ever smoked a D-Tech?
A D-Tech? Nah. Hell nah. That sounds like a tech deck.
Better than that. Now, one day we're going to get someone who smoked D-Tech on here. I know it.
Yeah, we're going to find
out. What is it, like a Dutch?
Nah, it's it was sold as potpourri, but you smoked it. It was basically legal weed, but it was some fucked up shit.
Hell nah, it's like K2.
Borderline hallucinogenic. This shit was crazy.
Oh, it's like K2.
Yeah, to an extent.
Bro was so about it, he got it tatted on him.
Face Dad, you remember that girl that I told you about who wanted to blow me while recording the podcast?
Oh, yeah.
Last night, I'm like, fuck it, let me hit that bitch up again. So I hit her up, and we're talking, and she was so easy back then. I was like, I don't, like, this ain't fun. This ain't, like, exciting. Like, it's right there. Like, it's boring. So I hit her up now, and I was like, fuck, I'm like, what's your favorite film? And she ended up sending me nudes anyway. And we got back on the topic about her blowing me on the podcast. And as she's trying to be sexy, she goes, I have to wait for my COVID results to come back.
Oh, hell no.
And I'm like, yo, what? So I just stopped responding. I'm like, there ain't no chance. Like, I'm fucking with you now. Like, nah.
Oh, my Lord.
Nah, hell no. But, yo, let's get back to something you said, though. Yo, it's about it being boring. You know, the only fun part is the chase. That's the funnest part.
100%. That's,
you know what I'm saying?
Sending me nudes without me asking. Like, we would barely talk.
Yeah, see, that's not fun at all. I would have been like, yeah.
I never responded to her on Tinder. So, like, a week later, she hit me back with, so you ready to see my nudes? And I'm like, what? I don't even know your favorite color. It's no fun, like you said.
Nah, it really is no fun. That should be boring as fuck.
No fun. That shit is no fun. I'm telling you, the chase is the funnest part. That's the best part.
His shit either died.
Oh, I didn't realize who it was. I thought it was fucked.
I'm back at it. My ass closed.
This is the first ever segment. Double feature. We got Chubbs back in the building. What is good? Welcome back to the Internet Phantom Podcast.
I'm back in here. What's up? Woo!
What the fuck is the internet?
Yo, you want to go into the news segment?
Oh, man, yeah, that's right. Internet Phantoms Podcast, baby. It's time for another piece of... I don't have a name for it.
I got the article.
Oh, you got the article? Yeah, spit it.
Rochester, New York. Number one trending shit in the fucking... on Twitter last night. Motherfucker stole the Frederick Douglass statue.
Damn. That's some gangster shit.
Before I Googled it, I thought it was like one of those shitty white people, how they've been knocking a lot of those statues down. I didn't know he was a black guy who was very helpful. He was a free
slave. Who's from Rochester, too. Shout out to The Rock.
Yeah, shout out Frederick Douglass. Shout out Harriet Tubman.
Shout out Frederick Douglass.
Who else? Susan B. Anthony. We fuck shout with her. Out. She canceled.
Nah, wait, why?
Susan B. What? Anthony. Oh, no.
What'd Susan do?
We cancel Susan?
I guess we could shout Susan out. Shout out Susan. Women's rights.
Shout out Susan B. Anthony. I'm fucking with her. She always been solid.
Equal pay for equal work. All right, Susan Brownell.
Check this out, though, right? So the other day in the city, too, someone stole a FedEx truck and was driving that shit down the highway.
Oh, my God. I saw that shit.
Took the police on a chase. They had it in the FedEx truck. First of all, I drive truck FedEx. So I don't know how the fuck somebody who does not know how to drive one of them trucks was driving one of them motherfuckers. Because them bitches are big, and it's like driving a kite, man. I'm telling you, it's like driving a kite, if you could understand what I'm saying. Like, shit sways all over the place when you're driving it. Any little bit of wind or anytime a car passes you, that shit moves out of the way. These motherfuckers took RPD on a, they looked like they was chasing OJ.
Do they flex?
That's literally what that looked like, bro. That shit was wild.
Nah, I don't even think they crashed, but I think he ended up just pulling over some shit.
Nah, but like, do those vans like flex or nah? Are they can't probably pick up that much speed.
They got, most of them got governors on them, so they can only go so fast. Yeah, so like my truck only goes 75 tops. You know what I'm saying? So the police gonna catch up with you real quick if you ain't one of them. I mean, they caught up to him, no problem. There was like 20 RPD cars behind them.
Real, that sounds ridiculous to chase a fucking FedEx truck.
It's literally like OJ in the Bronco. Like, picture that, but a big ass FedEx truck.
Hey, yo, but Chubbs, you kind of went viral though with a Vine, if I'm not mistaken.
We went a little viral. We did a little something.
Oh, what's this now? I don't know about this one.
I still got that on my phone too. Yeah, we did. We did a little couple hundred or something.
Who got that bath?
Big ass funky draws. I'm telling you, yeah. Got the dookie stains and they smell like monkey balls.
What the fuck is this? It's a banger?
So we was at like in the woods somewhere, and there's a picnic table. We were just at like some park in the woods. There's a picnic table, and it was like part of the picnic table, like the wooden table was like broken. So when you pounded it, it really sounded like bass. Like it had like the boom, the vibration really sounded like bass. So my homeboy is beating on the table, making a beat, and I just came up with some shit. I had him do it. I had him say it, and it just, that shit just went a little viral around the city, around the town. Yeah, that shit. Oh, I forgot all about that. Yeah.
That shit was turned up. I was seeing it on the timeline for like a good couple weeks. That went off on Twitter and Vine, I believe.
On Vine, back when Vine was a thing. Now we got TikTok.
Yeah, fucking TikTok. The fucking Chinese government spying on everybody, paying these white kids that look pretty to fucking do these dances, bro. That shit is the scariest thing in the world.
Right there. Realest shit all podcast. Like, since the beginning. TikTok is governed by China. Fuck that shit. They're taking your identity. They're gonna use you for... Oh, man.
Bro, they're using you for fucking facial recognition, all types of shit.
They ain't using me.
Bro, and the shit that got me fucked up is that, like, if you... I haven't been on the app, but I've, like, been with women that be on the shit, and they be going through the shit, and if you look at it, like, the whole For You section is just, like, all, like, this, like, false fucking reality that they're trying to sell you that life's like. Meanwhile, they're trying to ban all the ratchet-ass content that I be into.
Oh, yeah, I love some ratchet shit.
Yeah!
I'm finna fake my death like Kim Jong-un and just weed out the fakes.
Oh, speaking of faking death, because I wanted to fucking die after this, Logan sent me a video the other day.
This is our other co-host that kind of gave up on us.
Yeah, he did.
A dick.
I hit him up yesterday, and I'm like, yo, or no, the other day. Yeah, whatever. On the end of the fourth, whatever. And I'm like, oh, like, you know, are you good for the podcast on Monday? Opens it, doesn't respond. And I'm like, God damn it. So then the following night, it's like maybe like midnight or one. He sends me a bunch of videos, and I already know because of the time, like, it's not good. It's not going to be good. And I see his cock, his full normal-sized penis. Maybe a little below. And then I see his girl's head peeking out. And he's just getting his fucking ass ate so hard.
Hey, yo, like, yo, Logan. This message is to Logan. Fuck you for leaving my boy on red.
Hey, yo, he left me on red yesterday, too. But I kind of got wild disrespectful with him.
I was roasting him, too. Wait, what'd you say to him?
All right, so bro sent me like at least like 6 Snapchats in a row of like him and the stepdaughter.
Yeah!
Like him and the stepdaughter, and then like it ended off with, this is my girl. And then I responded with a picture of me looking goofy as hell in a hot tub. And I go, I heard she give good foot jobs. And then bro left me on red, and I think he deleted me, but I'm not sure.
Probably not.
Yo, Logan, fuck you. That's coming from Big Scundo to the fifth.
He sent me mad photos too, but like then like there was one of his girl, and he's like, this is my girl. And I'm just like, yeah, oh yeah, it was probably the same one he sent you.
Yeah.
And I just laughed at it.
Yo, Logan, you fuck, your bitch is busted.
But like to top the story off, fucking after I was roasting her, he sent me photos of her feet, like foot to calf. And I go, I go, yo, why she built like a baseball player?
FaceTag got all the hoes.
I do. Shout out all my e-girls across the country. I love y'all.
Yeah, I'm heated. You got what, like 99 plus on your fucking Tinder, like unmatched or whatever?
Yeah.
Fuck you. I got 5. And I can tell through the blur, they look pretty ratchet.
Yeah, I ain't gonna spend the money to see what they look like, but you know, it gave me some validation to know that 99 plus bitches wanna holler at the young face tat.
All right, there's one. I'm gonna end up putting it in the chat. This bitch looks like a doll from the blur. Like, it's creepy kind of doll. I'm gonna send it in the Dropbox and then over in the chat on the fucking. Cause this shit is it's weird, yo. This shit looks so weird. Oh, how is y'all fourths while I'm getting this photo set up?
I did absolutely nothing.
Hey, yo, we didn't celebrate the bullshit ass America, fuck America, but it was my Duke's birthday. Shout out, mommy. I love you.
Shout out. Yeah, I love you too. I love you too, baby.
Shout out, face mom.
We turned up for my mom.
Shout out, face tats. Shout out, face tats mom. I love her too.
We all love her here on the Internet Fans podcast.
Fuck Logan. That's why. I love face tats dad even more.
I don't think I could be Logan's boy if he ever got a tattoo like for a bitch.
Hey, yo, what if he got a shoddy name on him?
I could see him doing that with like the daughter.
Oh my god. Is the dad dead? You know what she looks like?
She looks like a scary doll.
She looks like a blow up doll.
Facts.
It might be a blow up doll.
I ain't paying the money for that. The hair looks mad cool, though. It's half orange, half black, but, like...
No, that's blonde, I think.
He's got, like, that creepy baby makeup on. Does that make sense?
Yeah, exactly.
Mm-hmm.
Nah, it looked like Jigsaw, bro.
Yeah! A blow-up doll, I'm telling you.
Damn, that's crazy.
Looks like that Pokemon. Looks like that Pokemon.
Clefairy! Oh, no, Chansey.
No. Yeah,
Chansey. Y'all know which one I'm talking about with the two-colored hair.
Oh.
Yeah, the clown.
Mr. Mime?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, she does.
Hey, yo, matter of fact, on the 4th, I got a crazy story. I didn't mean to interrupt you, but shit, yo, I seen a fucking big-ass tree branch fall down from, like, an actual tree, and that shit came crashing down. Yo, that shit was scary as a bitch.
This man said a tree branch fall down from
that was your crazy, thank you.
From an actual,
that was your crazy-ass story.
This man said an actual tree. Like, where the fuck did a tree branch fall down?
All right. So my high ass kind of described that wrong, but you know, them big ass like tree, the oak ones that be like 100 feet in the air type shit.
Yeah,
bro. So it had like a must have been an overgrown branch where like the branch was about as wide as the trunk of the tree, and then all of a sudden like we heard like this cracking of like something like snapping, and then all of a sudden this shit just fucking drops like the biggest branch I done ever seen in my life just come down.
Word.
Yeah, I ain't never seen nothing like that, and I didn't think shit like that existed, so yeah, my mind has been blown, and you can hear a tree before it falls.
That's a really shitty story. Fuck your story.
Yeah, god damn it, FaceTat. You said the craziest thing happened to me.
We want
to
hear about somebody flipping a boat off of a fucking cliff or something.
Oh, I got a crazy story. I know a bitch who killed a guy.
Oh, shit, there we go, that's what I'm talking about.
Good thing I wrote this one down. I knew FaceTat was going to have at least one bad story. So,
yes.
Dude fumbled it. I picked it up. We're going to take this shit home. All right. So, this kid I used to be boys with, I used to be roommates with him. He has this girl who, she's an idiot. So, she probably was barely even looking where she was going. But, so I think she was driving home from work, and there's this junkie who just straight jumps in front of her car, and she just ow, smashes the fuck out of him.
You know what that is? You know what that is right there?
Mm-hmm.
It's called natural selection.
Facts, no, because come to find out, because this is why she like never got charged or anything. Come to find out, the dude was a junkie who has done that multiple times.
Yeah.
So they already knew he was just trying to get insurance. I can't think of like, the word.
Oh, nah, what the fuck?
And so this time was just his last. And she fucking killed him. And she's cool with his family, and that's just wild.
Oh, shit.
Yeah, and one day, she was over our
Wait, crib. She killed the roommate?
No, she killed my old roommate His girl.
Okay. No, yeah,
killed
okay.
some guy.
Yeah, that's.
And well, killed a junkie. And so one night, we were all drunk, and they're in his room, and she looks at him. He looks at her, and he goes, "Yo, you killed someone."
Nah.
Yeah, and he's just like, "That's so crazy, yo! You straight took somebody's life."
Yo, what a dick.
He was practically bullying her. Oh, yeah, she was mad funny. She was a mess.
The PTSD that probably comes with killing somebody on accident gotta be the worst.
I don't know. I think I might feel more powerful. Like, if it was a junkie, like, that, I don't think I would care that much, really. It's like, I'm glad I got rid of you.
Yeah. Hell yeah. That's what I'm saying. Natural selection.
Hopefully, I can, like, absorb his power. Once I take a junkie's life, I can absorb him into me. Oh,
so now you have crackhead speed and crackhead strength?
Exactly, without the crack addiction. But I'm just crazy powerful. I become psychic. I'm like Cell.
Yeah, just a crackhead version.
Yeah, I'm just a crackhead, though.
Oh, shit, man.
You be having a lot of dreams, Chubbs?
Like while I'm sleeping or like while I'm awake?
Those sleepy time dreams.
Yeah, I do. I do, but you know why I don't like the dream? Oh, man, this is gonna be on. I like to have my dreams because they always, my ex girl always pops up in the motherfuckers one way or another. You know what I'm saying? I'll be dreaming and then she'll pop up in my dream and I'll be like, oh, I need to wake up. The fuck out my dream, because it always ends up like me trying to kill her or like her. Her trying to kill something. Like, it's never good things. Well, if it is, I don't remember it before. You know how you forget what they say? You forget 50% of your dream. Every minute you wake, it's 50% more, 50% more, 50% more, something like
that. I didn't know about that.
It's in the beginning. It's in a DJ Drama said it. It's in the beginning of one of Meek's albums. He's like, your dream when you something, something. Yeah, I think it's every minute you forget 50% of the dream. So 50%, 50, 50, 50, you know what I'm saying? So I can only remember the parts that like stick with me, and I'll wake up like, oh shit, and I hope to God that this will never cross the ear, her ears, man, her man's ears. Cause the bitch just got engaged the other day, so I ain't trying to listen. I ain't taking shots at that. Well, fuck, I could care less. You know what I'm saying? This it's a topic.
Because I was about to ask what kind of like shitty dreams you be having, because it's even wilder that you mentioned that, because of course, that's what I dreamt about last night. And the streets were all flooded, and there was Timon and Pumbaa out in the rain just acting a fool.
What
I was like, all right, like, this is normal. This is whatever. And then I met this bad bitch, this thick woman, beautiful, thick woman on Tinder. And she comes through, and she was my Uber Eats driver. And she's like, yeah, I got time to chill. And so,
oh, wow. Whoa.
And then, of course, my ex came through, and she was trying to fuck with it. And I'm like, of course. So that was last night. It wasn't that crazy or anything. But the night before, I had an Uber driver on Christmas because I was drunk in my dream. And my family's like, oh, you're ruining everything, Johnny. And I'm like, this is just like real life. So I order an Uber. And people were lining up on Christmas night for the next morning because it was a Jordan release. But the further we drove, the more people there were. And it ended up looking like a protest. It was fucking crazy how many people. And the Uber driver got aggravated, and he just ran through the whole fucking crowd.
What the fuck?
Fucking, yeah, dude. So I'm like, yo, what are you doing? And he's fucking driving over people and shit. So I'm like, dude, just let me out here. So he lets me out. And then it turned into like a spy movie where I had to return my mom's phone to her because I was like, yo, I brought my mom's phone with me for some reason. FaceTat, you been having weird dreams? What's up with you?
You already know I've been having fucking weird dreams.
What you been dreaming about?
Bro, everything under the fucking sun. And I guess it's healthy that, like, I be having these dreams, though. But, like, the past, like, four fucking nights, I've woken up because I fucking died in my dream. And then I just, like, wake up fucking cotton mouth, fucking sweating. Like, for example...
Pissy pants?
Nah, we ain't getting like that. But not other night, man. I was having this dream that I was going on a little fucking tour to Europe, and I was on the fucking flight, and I was with a little shorty that I'm trying to fuck with. She ain't fucking with me. I ain't gonna name her. Not even gonna entertain that bullshit. But anyway, she was there with me. No, it's not that, because she's a sweet girl. I love her. She keeps me, she hold me down, but she on some other shit. But I was on the way to go to Europe, and bro, all I could remember is just like sitting in the fucking in the seat in the fucking plane, and then my stomach. I'm in the plane, I'm sitting in the seat. You know, like that little gut feeling you be getting when you're on like a roller coaster and you about to hit the hill?
Yeah, yeah.
Bro, I felt that in my dream, and then the fucking plane just goes down into the water, and then all I remember is waking up sweating my ass off.
You ever had a wet dream?
Nah, never. We actually went over this, like, what episode was that? We talked about that.
Oh, fuck if I remember, dude. I've been drunk for half of them.
I done had a wet dream one time, and it was Adele. Hey, that's some shit.
You fucking big bitches in your dream.
Hey, I don't mind Adele. She got that bag. Listen.
Hey, Adele got skinny, though. Is she fine as hell now?
Like, I seen someone said, like, did you fuck Oprah? Like, what? Are you fucking kidding me? I would fuck the shit out.
I don't know if I'd have fun.
Are you crazy? I would bust all in Oprah. Fuck the fun. The fun comes after. When you find out she's pregnant, now you worth $1 billion.
Oh, that I'm with, yeah.
We trapping hoes.
Whoa, Adele is sexy fine.
Where is she got right.
Where is Oprah, man? Where is Oprah at?
Oprah. I mean, in that case, like, for the bag, yeah, but I feel like I might be. Nah, I wouldn't have a hard time getting it up with Oprah. I'd just be thinking about the money. I'd get rock hard thinking about all
I
that
money. I can't even front. I would. So it would be difficult. I would need a Red Bull and a Viagra. I would need a Red Bull and a Viagra to get in Oprah guts. Because, listen, otherwise she'd be getting lip-dicked.
Hey, yo, y'all heard that too. Blue Chew, holla at us. Chubbs
yeah,
needed for
Blue
Oprah.
Chew. Blue Chew, please.
Blue Chew.
Please. I'm almost on my knees at this point, groveling.
Please. Listen, Oprah, call me.
We've been getting viewers all around the world lately, actually. This past week, more Indian fans. Shout out India.
Shout out my Guptas. I fuck with the Guptas.
What the fuck is that?
Ain't that like one of the social classes, the Guptas?
I don't know. I hope it's not a racist. That they'll hate us. You called them their N-word just now?
Yo, thinking he knows what he's talking about. This motherfucker disgraced all of them, the whole country.
Holy shit.
Well, I hope I'm not banned.
Shout out FaceTat.
I hope I'm not banned in India now, because I really wanted to come get dirty with y'all.
That sounds fucked up. What you mean, get dirty?
Yo,
dude, just stop talking about them. Just stop talking about them.
No, it's a nasty. Yo, why am I fucking PS4 making this noise like it's about to blow the fuck up?
Yeah, that's a weird-ass noise. I don't trust like that.
Yeah, that's scary. Scary business.
Let me get these numbers up really quick. Let's see, because I know we got a new Indian city out there listening to us. I'd seen earlier. Shout out our Indian fans. I'm sorry for what FaceTat may or may not have just said to you.
I do fuck with Bollywood music, though. Shout out to all them Bollywood artists out there making that good music.
Oh, that's right. Melbourne. We got Australian listeners now. Shout out Australia, Melbourne specifically.
Shout out to Kangaroos.
We got...
Yo, what the fuck is wrong with this dude, man?
Shout out Ahmedabad, city of Ahmedabad, shout out. And the new city, we got Bhopal. We got Bhopal listeners.
These shit sound like Dragon Ball Z character names. Yo, shout out to all my Bhopalians. Fuck with y'all.
Yeah, Bhopal is... Oh, it's a city in Ahmedabad. Okay.
Oh, shit. Okay, there you go. Look at that. What the fuck?
Yo, and I'm going to keep it a stack, too. Ain't nobody in these countries heard nobody talk like this man Chubbs be talking.
Ain't nobody heard me. Yeah, listen.
They don't even know Chubbs exists like that. They don't know people like him exist.
I'm one of a kind.
Should we help them, like connect with us? Should we talk about the Bhopal disaster of 1984?
Fuck is that? You might want to educate me on that. I'm interested now.
The Bhopal gas tragedy was a gas leak incident on the night of December 2nd through the 3rd of 1984 at the Union Carbide India Limited.
Damn.
Pesticide plant in Bhopal, Madhya Pradesh, India.
Hey, yo, I don't really know too many Indians, but I fuck with that curry, though. Shout out to all my curry people out there. I know that ain't offended nobody because everybody likes some curry. I fuck with the yo. Shout out to the butter chicken. I fuck with the butter chicken too. That shit was banging.
Bussin'.
Masala chicken, whatever the fuck that shit is called. That shit is good.
Oh, chicken marsala is good.
Chicken marsala. Shout out to that chicken marsala. Everybody out there who whipping up that chicken marsala, shout out to you. Send me a platter. I'll take it. Or just send me the spices. I have my bitch make it.
Yo, you heard it here first from Chubbs. Send him that chicken. We want blue chewing chicken, baby. We out here. Internet Phantoms, we're sorry for talking about one of the world's worst industrial disasters.
Yo, shout out Bobo, though. You heard? Bro, you ever had butter chicken with naan bread? Yo, let me tell you about that. My shorty made that shit one day.
Oh, and chicken tiki marsala.
There you go. That's what it is right there. You get that bread, you get that naan bread, and you eat that shit like I don't even want to say a sandwich because it's gonna offend somebody, but like a tostada almost. Yeah, I'm trying to tell you. Yo, shout out to all my Indian people, my Middle Eastern people. I really fuck with your cuisine. You're doing it right over there with the cuisine.
With halal meats, like halal meats be really hitting.
Yeah, I mean, all halal is that it's not ever around pork,
and that means it's blessed though also. No,
I mean, of course
that should be busting.
Wait, it's how just, do you bless meat, like just like a
I mean, you know, they be like I'm blah, 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 whatever the
yeah
f- wow they say they love like prayer, they say they fucking hymns or whatever.
I mean, I'll let them do what they want. I don't think that really does anything for the meat, but
holy water. It's splashed with a little bit of holy water on it.
Yo.
You know what holy water really is? This is Poland Springs.
Nah, I never told my fucking holy water story.
Oh, please. I hope it's better than the tree branch story.
Oh, it's so much better than the tree.
Well, here you go. Now you ain't about to have no foreign fans now. He about to wreck it for y'all.
Nah, I'm not.
He about to bring religion into it and wreck the whole motherfucking thing.
Nah. All right, so this is like right before COVID hit, right? You know what I'm saying? Like everything.
Shout out to all my Iranian and Iraqi homies over there holding it down.
All right, so boom, this holy water shit. So it's like right before COVID starts. You know, I'm going into work. You know, I'm working every day type shit. And so like, I walked into the bitch, and everybody kind of like looking at me funny because I went in. I was gonna start making boxes, get my shit together, and this, that, third. So there's like a little pants shop where they make all the pants, and there's this one Spanish lady. Her name is what the fuck her name. But anyways, her name don't even fucking matter. I don't know what I'm thinking about it for. So she kind of like giving me this look, but she one of these like older Spanish ladies that got no teeth type shit. You know what I'm saying? So, bro, she's looking at me with, like, no teeth, like, looking at me like she's seen a ghost or never seen a white person before. Like, I can't tell. Like, it beats me. What the fuck's going on? So, like, I was kind of, I was high as a bitch. I'm not even going to lie. I went in there. I smoked some Zaz before I went into work. I was ready for the fucking day. Like, yo, and she kind of, like, giving me this stare down. Everybody's kind of giving me this stare down. All of a sudden, bro, she whips out this holy water, puts it on her finger, and then wipes it on my forehead.
I would have swung at that bitch.
Hey, yo, I was like, what the fuck? And then I'm
I would have spit on my hand and wiped it on her forehead.
Hey, yo, yo, but no shit. Like, maybe like 3 minutes after that happened, my forehead just starts fucking burning.
Man, you got them demons.
Oh, them God. Demons. So that's not
them demon semens.
Bro, so that's what I'm thinking. So at work, I'm stressing out the whole fucking day. So I'm calling my granny up, who I'm trying to get her to get real spiritual with me. I'm like, I'm trying to plan a fucking exorcism at this point. But all in all, like, I think I was just all in my head and there was no demons and I could have just been hallucinating everything. And my granny told me that I'm probably going to go to hell regardless. So it's okay.
Wait, she was just carrying holy water around?
Yeah, what the fuck is wrong with this lady, man?
Yeah, she was bugged out.
She's bugging out. That's the type of lady I would have told my boss, like, yo, you either got to fire her or you got to fire me because this bitch just splashed me with holy water.
That's what her name is. Her name Juanita.
I don't give a fuck about her name. That bitch's name is El Diablo. How the fuck she carrying around a bunch of holy water? This bitch got demons of her own. You know you got to be fucked up if you walking around with holy water. Yo, what the fuck was your ass doing back in the day, Juanita?
I'm so happy I'm not there no more. Fuck that job. They can suck my dick. Fuck y'all.
Juanita is a coyote. It's like the people from Mexico. They call it the coyotes that like transports them across the border illegally.
What the fuck the coyote does?
Yeah, well they call it a coyote. I don't know why the fuck they call it that, but it's
not like a real coyote.
I mean, it could be, I guess.
Damn.
But I didn't know coyotes could drive cars, but they could be, though, I guess.
I mean, if you can shapeshift, then... Wait, yeah, if you can shapeshift, say you
could... It's 2020. I wish I could do that. If I could shapeshift, what would I turn into? I turn into, like, a mirror.
What?
In a woman's bathroom.
You think you could only shapeshift, like, half your body if you wanted to, if you were able to shapeshift? Like...
I'm big as a motherfucker.
Your legs are just a mirror?
I hope I can shapeshift my whole body, because I'm big as a motherfucker. If I can only shapeshift half of my body, I'm fucked up. They're going to be like, yo, what is this fat-ass mirror doing? You're going to be like, yo, look at this fat-ass stop sign. Hey, yo.
Yo, FaceTime, what would you transform into?
I'm not going to lie. You know what I would really want to be?
What? A dildo.
Nah, you fucked up for that.
That's kind of lit.
Hell yeah, that'd be tired as a motherfucker.
Nah, I'm shapeshifting into a tree, and I'm just sitting there for the rest of my life unbothered by nothing.
That was pretty sad, yo.
I'm going to shapeshift into a dog and come piss on you.
I'm over here thinking about, like, lizard, like some kind of big lizard.
That'd be hard, like a Komodo dragon.
Yeah, but, like, what I would want is I'd want to only be able to, like, shapeshift, like, one side of my body instead of, like, top and bottom, like, the left side. So I'm like, yeah. But then I could just turn and just take a selfie normal.
Like a centaur.
Yeah, but like the opposite way, like cut vertically.
What the fuck?
Yeah, that shit would be nuts.
Yeah, that shit would be crazy as fuck.
Or just the legs.
I could shapeshift into a dude with the metal legs, right? And then I could really flex on you.
All you gotta do is get into a car accident, you can get metal legs. You ain't gotta shapeshift for that.
Damn, there you go. All you gotta do is ruin your life.
Yeah.
You don't gotta shapeshift, it's gonna ruin your life.
Or do that and then shapeshift. You could be like a metal animal. That is sick.
I'd probably want to shapeshift into Jackie Chan.
But yo, matter of fact, fuck shapeshifting, yo. I'm just trying to disappear on a bitch one time. Get me out of this situation real quick by like a snap.
What do you mean? Yeah. You want to be invisible?
Like, no, not even that. Just like flick my finger and then all of a sudden I'm gone. Teleport? I'm out of the situation. Yeah, like a teleportation type shit.
That's okay. Funny. I can fuck with that. Shit.
Because everybody been in like plenty of situations where you with a girl, you know, you kicking shit in her room, whatnot, cooling, chilling, and then all of a sudden you're like, damn, what the fuck am I doing with this bitch? And then you like, oh, how do I get out of here? And then you stuck, and it's like, if you had the teleportation, just
you try to make a move on her and she pushes your face away.
Yeah, you just gonna have to dip out on a dip over. Yeah, I'm personally gonna have to take one for the team here and said I don't got anything else other than the fact that we gotta let Chubb shout out whatever he got going on. Oh, actually, nah, fuck that. I'm gonna get into that in a second. Let's go with the Twitch streaming. You getting back into the Twitch stream? What we doing?
You want me to?
Honestly, I think it would be pretty entertaining.
I think it would be pretty entertaining too. I think though, I'm gonna come back up on here one time and we gonna talk some more. You know what I'm saying? I got a lot of stories, so.
Shit, yeah, we definitely gonna have to bring Chubbs back on because this is gonna be like his little platform to get his little podcast started because this motherfucker needs his own shit.
We could, man. Look, bro, we can get into it, man. You know, we got some stories. Get into
no
it.
Doubt. So if y'all want part two, you know what to do. Tweet at the Internet Phantoms Podcast telling us that you want Chubbs back on this bitch, and we'll get him back on here.
Yeah, for sure. Shout out the Internet Phantoms, man. Both of y'all, appreciate you.
No doubt. You want to shout anything out, though? Any of your socials, any of your music, anything?
Nah, I want to shout nothing out. I want to shout y'all out, man, because y'all doing it, man. Y'all got to keep doing it, though. Y'all got to keep putting in that groundwork and saying that legwork. Just keep hustling. One day, this gonna be Joe Rogan podcast. You're going to be doing Joe Rogan numbers. No cap. You know what I'm saying? You ain't doing it for no reason. I know it's something that y'all like to do, but hey, man, that's the goal, to get them numbers.
Oh my God. All right. But yeah, check in with us. Give us 5 stars on iTunes, Apple Music, all that bullshit, Spotify. Check in, tap in, show love, email us, all that.
Facts, Twitter at Podcast Phantoms. Shout out our Indian viewers. Shout out, what was that city? Fuck.
Shout out Chicken Marsala, man.
Bhopal. Shout out Chicken Marsala. Shout out city of Bhopal.
Bhopal.
Shout out FaceTat's mom.
Happy birthday, mama.
Shout out FaceTat's dad, my guy.
You heard it here first, Internet Phantoms Podcast.
It's hard to find peace, hard to sex to see. I just wake up and repeat. She only want me when them drugs come for free. I just saw the look that
she took away my keys. Hollin' off the whip, everything ain't what it seems. Trying to solve my mind, it's so hard to fall asleep. It's getting harder to open, mixing drugs in my potion. She loves me for the moment, but fuck it, I don't notice. The Reaper's trying to save me, but I won't let her save me. Arguing for no reason, so why you trying to blame me? Down bad, she's always hurting. Spending addictions, bleeding with no purpose. Tell me I'm worthless. In love with the purses, I'm losing my purpose. I'm always a burden. Trying to see you all in person. I'm sorry, my words, I'm just speaking in cursive. Relapse on the drugs, cause you making me nervous. Life turned to a circus. Losing myself, I'm just nothing important. Lurking my page, hope it won't scratch the surface. Hope it won't scratch the surface. Hope it won't scratch the surface. It's so hard to find peace, all the sense to see. I just wake up and repeat. She only want me when them drugs come for free. I just saw the hook that she took away my keys.
I just saw the verse that she can't sum me up. How you feeling, face? Call and set it up. I can drop her what she need, told her call and set it up. Eating lobster ravioli, pop up 30s when I want shit. I'm high over these, please don't ask what's in my cup. No more shit but for you, hear my voice, I ran it up. I'm silent, hear her voices, I got it, I'ma up it. Don't ask me what I'm holding, yeah, cause I ain't sharing nothing. I see him, I'ma photo, but I put that on whatever. Whatever, keep me going, it's never meaning nothing. I ain't trying to wind down with you, I'm trying to see what this money do. I ain't trying to find peace, I'm more focused on being comfortable. More money, more problems, what the honest do? I got you some more problems like it's part of you. It's so hard to find peace, all the things to see. I just wake up and repeat. She gon' leave me when the drugs come for free. I just saw the hook, then she take away my keys.